Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I just have a different constitution, I have a different brain, I have a different heart, I have a different, you know, I get talking blood, man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there's $1 million riding on my back. If I don't fight, I don't get a dime.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're just moments away. I mean, in Macau, they're getting ready. It's going to be 10 o'clock in the morning when the fight goes off tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. Straight up, 16 hours difference. You got to figure it's going to be a good crowd over there. I understand they were papering the house to an extent, though. The crowd wasn't all that good because, let's be honest, you know, Macau, big money. I mean, just to go to Macau, you've got to have money. I know I've been there twice. And I'm telling you, it's just big, big money. And if it was big money back in the 90s, it's like Larry Merchant said, it's Las Vegas on steroids. But, of course, the side of tonight's Manny Pacquiao, Brandon Rios fighting. Of course, Brandon Rios coming in a prohibitive, probably a 4-1 underdog. And, you know, he can come in a 10-1 underdog, a 20-1. Odds don't mean anything. The bottom line is he's a live underdog, and this fight's probably going to boil down to who takes it the best. In other words, if it'll boil down to jaws. If Brandon Rios can take Manny Pacquiao's stuff and stick around a few rounds, he's going to win. Okay? If Manny Pacquiao can't take Brandon Rios' stuff, he's going to lose. Okay? The bottom line is it's the jaws tonight, the battle of the jaws. Pacquiao, Rios, HBO pay-per-view, 6 p.m. Pacific time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Looking to add that hard-to-find autograph to your collection? Well, look no further than Les Wolf Sports, LLC. Les Wolf Sports is a name that's been synonymous with autographs and sports memorabilia for more than five decades. The company is a reliable and trusted source for authentic autographs and memorabilia. Whether you're new to the hobby or a seasoned collector, Les Wolf is the place for you. Collect, invest, protect, and preserve with the best. Visit LesWolfSportsLLC.com today. That's L-E-S-W-O-L-F-F Sports, LLC.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Check out You Bet Me, the first mobile social betting exchange that lets you bet on anything from anywhere for the fun of it. And now it's free in the iTunes App Store. With real-time pro sports odds, you can prove to your friends you know who's going to win or who's going to score. You can bet on tonight's game or pick who will win the season. You Bet Me is the easiest way to make a bet and be sure that your friends will know you're the one who got it right. You Bet Me. Download it now at the iTunes App Store.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
He is the Superfly of boxing, folks, and I say that in a positive way because Andre Ward carries himself well in and outside the ring. Andre, a very good morning to you, sir.
How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing just fine. How's Tiffany and the family?
Everybody's good and happy that Daddy's home and that he's safe and everything worked out. We got the victory, so everybody's happy.
Okay, let's talk Edwin Rodriguez for a minute. He came in undefeated. How did he get a $1 million purse? Are they gonna have to pay guys to fight you now? It's super seven figures to get in the ring or what?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of different things behind the scenes that afforded that kid that kind of payday. You know, he had never made close to that amount of money, and him asking for as much as he did, you know, pretty much, held negotiations up for months. And it went from me, you know, battling with my promoter and basically telling him that, you know, that's you know, and the caveat to what I'm going to say, I think it's hard to make a dollar in this sport. So, you know, I don't ever want to try to block another man's money and that kind of thing. But the only problem is when we're eating off out of the same pot, the more he gets, that affects what I get. So it just, at the end of the day, it boiled down to me making sure that my number was what it was supposed to be. And then from there, you know, he's not playing with my money anymore. So it's up to the promoter on what he wants to pay him. And I left that in Goosen's hands. So, you know, I was satisfied with what I got. But I do think he was overpaid, you know, just being that he hadn't really, you know, he hadn't beat any top fighters leading up to our fight. So, he got grossly overpaid.
We're talking with Andre Ward, folks, 2004 Olympic gold medalist and probably the best fighter pound for pound in the world as we sit here in 2013, approaching 2014. Of course, he is the undisputed world 168-pound champion. That's super middleweight. He's 27-0. What can I say? When's the last time you lost a fight again? Who was President Carter?
No, I didn't think I was born, but, man, I lost count. I mean, honestly, I lost count. I think either 14, 15, or 16, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
King's Gym, wasn't it King's?
No. It was a local tournament, yeah. I think, in Southern California or something like that. But at the end of the day, man, I don't keep track. It's in the back of my mind. But I just love to compete. I love to compete, Pedro, and I love to win, man. And we've been fortunate to stay focused, stay locked in, and keep racking up the victories. And then when you stay locked in like that, you look back and you say, "Wow, it's been you know, 10 years, 15 years since I've lost." And it's an amazing feat. It's something that doesn't get talked about a lot because my team doesn't talk about it. But we still got a lot of work to do. So we got another victory, and I'm just looking forward to the next.
Okay, Andre Ward's our guest. Back to Edwin Rodriguez. Didn't show a lot of class or professionalism considering he was getting paid as well as he was. What did he?
Nah, you know, I didn't know Edwin personally. I knew about his story, and him and his wife have a tremendous story. They have, two special needs children, and they seem to do a great job just dealing with that and raising the kids up the way they're supposed to. And I never had personal dealings with this kid, but just with the negotiations and even, you know, a lot of the stuff he said leading up to the fight and even the way he acted during the fight, man, and even post-fight. I just lost a lot of respect for him, you know, from a personal standpoint as a man, because, you know, and I think he's only a year, younger than me, but I think, you know, he wasn't used to being at that level, dealing with the media and having as many questions to answer. And a lot of people were in his ear, and he just kind of said whatever he was told to say and said whatever came to his mind. And, you know, I don't expect him to respect me from the standpoint of, you know, overly respecting me because we were getting ready to fight and he's supposed to come and try to take my belt. But from a business standpoint, you know, you just got to watch what you say. And if you say it, you need to mean it and know what you're talking about. And he just fell short in that area.
Okay. Andre Ward's our guest, folks. Of course, he is the world 168-pound champion. Question for you from a reader. How can you escape the shadow of Floyd Mayweather?
Man, I don't really think it's a shadow. I look at it like I think it's a blessing to be compared to this guy. I think it's a blessing to be right behind him on the pound-for-pound list. I mean, if you look at the length of time that he's done it and the length of time that I've done it, I don't look at it like I'm in his shadow. Now, if we've done it the same amount of time and, you know, his career is just constantly overshadowing mine and we're kind of neck to neck, you know, I can understand that, but you got to look at it. I'm a lot younger than Floyd. Floyd's 30-something years old. He's 34, 35 years old. I'm still 29. Like, I feel like I'm right where I need to be. I don't look like it's a shadow at all. It's an honor to be in the same breath with a guy like that. And, he, during his career, it's not like he's retired. So we're both active. He's number one. I'm number two. I think it's a tremendous blessing. It really is.
Gennady Golovkin, how good is he?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you can tell how good any fighter is until they fight the best. And I don't think that, you know, Gennady has fought the best yet. But that being said, he's done what he was supposed to do with the guys that he was in the ring with. And I don't have a bad word to say about him. It's a fight that a lot of people talk about. If he's willing to come up, and I'm still at 68 at that time, I think it would be a tremendous fight, even a pay-per-view fight, because he's got that, you know, he's got that boogeyman status that some guys get where it's almost an invincibility about him because of his punching power and the way he's getting these guys out of there. And, I mean, I don't buy that kind of hype. I think he's a good puncher. I mean, obviously he can punch. But as a fighter, I don't look at it like that. You know, I'm not afraid of another man because he has a certain strength. We, you know, as a fighter, I look at a guy like that and I acknowledge his strength, but also see holes. So I think that'll be a tremendous matchup down the road, but he's doing a good job right now.
Okay, we're talking potential opponents with Andre Ward, of course, the world 168-pound champion, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, the last American to strike gold in the Olympics. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., the spoiled brat at 168. He's spoiled. I mean, you know, no, you laugh because it's the truth. He's spoiled. Talk to me about him.
That's what they say, man. I don't know. I don't know the guy personally. I mean, he seems to have some discipline issues, that's for sure. Now, whether that comes from being spoiled or just not being dedicated, I don't know. But he's a guy that if he keeps it together, he continues to win. I mean, he's going to have to do better just from a fan standpoint, a media standpoint, than he did against Vera. Like, you know, taking nothing away from Vera.
Vera
that's
beat
a
him.
Fight that is supposed to, you know, be a tough fight. He's supposed to either dominate or stop Brian Vera. That shouldn't be, you know, a down the stretch, you know, whoever wins the last round wins the fight type of fight. And I think a lot of that had to do with his lack of discipline. I think he trained for the fight, but I don't think he trained the way he was supposed to. So that kind of set him back and set a fight back with me and him. But, you know, you're always one fight away from people, you know, being right back in the forefront of people's minds. And that's a big fight. If he maintains, I maintain, that's a major, major fight at 168 pounds. A possible rematch with Carl Frosch, even though I don't know if he wants to fight. I don't think he wants to fight if he beats George Groves tonight.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of fights that I'm looking at. And then even, you know, light heavyweight at some point. I don't know when that is. I'm going to let my trainer and my godfather, Virgil, take the lead on that. You know, if it was up to me, I would have went up probably 2 years ago. But he said, hey, not yet. You're not ready. Not that you're not ready to fight those guys, but physically you're still a super middleweight. So, you know, there's movement. There's movement at light heavyweight. There's movement at super middleweight. There's movement at middleweight. And I just don't buy it when people say I have nobody to fight. There's guys out there, and my team's job is to go find an individual.
But you have cleaned out the 168-pound division. I mean, everybody you're talking about fighting at 168, with the exception of Chavez, you've already beaten.
Yeah, but I think a realistic rematch is probably Carl Frosch because, you know, he's very arrogant. He talks a lot. And he's convinced him to his fans that, you know, he'll do better the second time around. And it's not a fight that I'm chasing, but, I mean, if he feels like he can do better, I'll happily oblige him. And I think that's a big fight because, believe it or not, I have a really big following in the UK, really big following. And I have a following, obviously, here in the United States. And I just think that if we come together, because the bad blood is real, we really don't like each other. It's not something that's fake. And I think people have sensed that and feel that. And if we fight again, he said that the only way he feels he can beat me is by knockout, and I'm definitely going in there to stop him because I felt like I could have stopped him if I didn't go into our first fight injured. So it's just I just think it's a lot of intrigue with that situation. But, yeah, I've been fortunate to beat a lot of top guys at 68, but there's always movement, like I said, at 60, you know, 75 and even 68. And, you know, a guy is one fight away from being that guy. So I don't worry about not having anybody to fight.
Okay, of course, Carl Froch, 31-2, 22 KOs, almost. You know, those scorecards were pretty, were sort of close when you fought him, but I thought you like waxed him.
I think he succeeded. I think Froch succeeded pre-fight with a lot of the, you know, the banter and the complaining about getting a fair shake, and I think those two judges overcompensated. I mean, believe it or not, the English judge had the farthest margin. I think it was 117-111 or 118-110.
Yep.
And he's from England. And I think he saw it correctly. But I think, you know, and this is the strategy guys use. He just got in the media and, you know, just really complained about getting a fair shake. And I really think those two judges overcompensated. But, I mean, if we fight again, it's not something I'm trying to let go the distance. Frotch gets hit a lot. And he can be stopped. He's not invincible. He can be stopped.
Is there anybody that is invincible? Are men invincible?
No, I'm not invincible. The great Floyd Mayweather isn't invincible. Nobody's invincible. You just have guys that are really, really good at what they do. And that's just what it is. But anybody can be knocked out. Anything can happen in that ring. And that's why boxing has the buzz and intrigue that it has. And that's why it'll never die, because I'm a huge sports fan. I watch all sports. But it's one thing to watch a team sport. But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question and put you right on the spot. Manny Pacquiao or Brandon Rios, who wins and why?
Well, that's a tough call. Because
I know it is.
If we're talking, you know, pre-knockout for Manny, obviously everybody says Manny Pacquiao, and I haven't seen many people in the years that I've watched the sport be able to come back, not just from a knockout. Many people have come back from knockouts, but being iced, being knocked out cold. I mean, it's something about getting the lights turned out where I don't know if it's neurological. I'm sure it's obviously mental, you know, trying to get your confidence back. It does something to you.
Gene Fulmer got knocked out by Ray Robinson, came back, ended up having Alzheimer's. But I can't remember anybody going to sleep for a prolonged period of time and coming back and reaching the pinnacle of boxing, the top again.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know anybody who has. I mean, it's just something about that top. Because one thing, if the referee stops and you're taking too much punishment, or, you know, so you get knocked down and you wobble when you get up, the ref stops it. But getting concussed and just getting your lights turned out is different. So from that standpoint, I'm concerned about Manny and just how he's going to look. I mean, just even looking at him weigh in last night, it just didn't seem like he had the same fire that he normally has pre-fight. And then you got a hungry guy in Rios, but people got to remember he's also coming off of a loss. So it's not like his confidence is sky high. So it's going to be a good fight, but I feel like Rios is going to be there. He's going to put up a great fight. But I think if Manny is you know, who he was before the knockout, he should have too much speed and too much movement, too much, you know, just his boxing skills should be too much for Brandon Rios.
You know what, Andre? This is one card where they should just show the main event and forget the rest. I mean, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, Chinese kid, I'm not too high on him. I don't think he can fight all that much. And the bottom line is the rest of the undercard nobody cares about. Just tell you what, charge us a little less money and just put the main event on. We don't want to see all this other stuff.
Yeah, it's a good fight on there with Billy Dibbs. Billy Dibbs is fighting a rematch with a Russian kid. It's a rematch, and I think that's going to be a really good fight.
Is Billy Dibb that good, though? I mean, there's a big question mark. Is he that good?
I've seen Billy fight a few times. Billy's a friend of mine. I think Billy is, you know, I think Billy is good. I mean, anybody that wins a world title in this sport, for the most part, you got to respect them, you know, and you got to give them their just due. So, like I said, everybody's skill set is different. Everybody can't do what Floyd Mayweather does. It's just, you know, everybody's different. But I think with what he has, I mean, he's maximizing his potential, and I'd like to see him avenge his loss tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, a native San Franciscan, not from Oakland, a native San Franciscan. Of course, Oakland's his base, and so is for the Tower of Power. Bottom line is, you are the Tower of Power of boxing, Andre Ward. Good luck to you, continued success, and we look forward to talking to you real soon, sir.
Anytime, Pedro. Thank you, buddy.
All the best. Andre Ward, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? American Credit Card Solutions wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this relief program to have their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now. 800-287-8013. That's 800-287-8013 to discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. 800-287-8013. 800-287-8013. Don't wait. Call 800-287-8013 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
There's my baby, Darlene Love, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2012 inductee. He's a rebel. Today, 50 years ago, she recorded that Christmas song she does every year on David Letterman. I think this year she's going to do it December 20th. But the bottom line is she does it once a year for like 25 years now. She sings this Christmas tune that Phil Spector wrote on David Letterman Show. And what can I say? He sort of brought Darlene back to light. Thank you, David Letterman. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. You know, this fight between Manny Pacquiao and Brandon Rios, it looks nuclear. I mean, I don't see this fight going the distance. I don't see these guys pounding on each other for 10 or 12 rounds. I just don't see it. I really don't. I mean, one guy is going to have to fold. One guy's going to fold, and it's going to boil down, I think, to jaws. We're talking about chins. People say to me, you know, what is a great Ron Marshall say, the boxing historian from Northern California? Every man has a glass jaw until proven otherwise. You know, well, you know, I don't know about that, but I think once a guy gets froze in the manner in which Manny Pacquiao froze and went to sleep and didn't move for a while, and I mean neurologically short-circuited, I mean lights out, tilt on the pinball machine, you name it, he was done. I mean, the referee was counting like 347, 348, stealing a line from the comedian Earthquake and Roy Jones, of course. But no, I mean, he was out a long time, and I just haven't seen too many fighters in my tenure I can remember come back. I mean, like I said, mentioned earlier, Gene Fulmer came back from a devastating knockout at the hands of Sugar Ray Robinson, a one-punch knockout, to come back and win the world middleweight championship. But, you know, Fulmer wasn't asleep for a prolonged period of time. He was knocked out, but he wasn't out for like 3 or 4 minutes. Manny Pacquiao was out there for a long, long time. And, you know, I sort of liken this to a stroke. In other words, you know, the longer you go without being treated for a stroke, you know, the more serious the damage is. I think the longer you're out cold from a knockout, the more serious the damage is. Yeah, it's free sleep, but I don't think Manny Pacquiao wanted to get his sleep like that. Of course, Pacquiao taking on the once beaten, but not really once beaten, really twice beaten. Of course, he lost to Richard Abril, and they gave it to him. Talk about Brandon Bam Bam Rios getting $4 million, 31-1-1, 23 KOs. And, of course, the Pac-Man making $18 million. You know he could not make that in the United States. If he fought at the MGM Grand against Brandon Rios, he would not make $18 million. Not even before taxes, after taxes, anything like that, because he's not worth $18 million over here in the States. They had this little skirmish this week in the gym where Alex Ariza, Pacquiao's former conditioning coach, kicked Freddie Roach, Pacquiao's trainer, in the gut. It had the look of being staged a little bit, and then I thought, no, this isn't staged. This is for real. This is Freddie Roach trying to get in the head of Brandon Rios, because Brandon Rios is a hothead. I mean, he's nuts. I mean, he says stuff that you shouldn't say and does things you shouldn't do, and he's just not the most disciplined guy in the world. But he's in the best shape of his life for this fight, okay? He has thrown all his vices away. He has thrown away all his insecurity issues, okay? He got himself in the best condition he could be in. And whether Manny Pacquiao is back up to snuff, in other words, is he like, you know, the guy that beat Eric Morales 5, 6, 7 years ago, or maybe the guy that beat he might not be that guy anymore. I don't think he is. I mean, he's a little long in the tooth. And as I was looking at him at the weigh-in, when he came to Macau, his face sort of looked puffy. He sort of reminded me of a Filipino guy working in a restaurant. You know, the guy comes over and asks you if you want water. He's got a little chubby cheeks. Yeah, I mean, that's what Manny Pacquiao looked like. He looked like a regular guy and not really an athlete. He just looked like a skinny guy, a guy that had lost some weight. Didn't look all that ripped up to me. Bottom line is, at the end of the night, we'll find out whether he still got it or not, huh? I mean, Brandon Rios, he's coming to fight, as I said, a once-beaten fighter, actually twice-beaten, but not officially. Only once-beaten those Las Vegas judges giving it to Abril about a year and a half, 2 years ago. But Rios will come to fight. And whether Manny Pacquiao is top 10 or not, we're going to find out real soon. And whether Brandon Rios is top 10 or not, it might not matter, because if Manny Pacquiao's chin doesn't hold up, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. He could be in there with a B-level fighter, a B-minus fighter, and get beat if his chin isn't got it. If he hasn't got the dedication anymore, if he doesn't have the drive anymore. I mean, you know, I haven't heard about him having these 4 and 5 hour training sessions anymore. Remember that? Down at the Wild Card Gym in L.A., you trained for like 4 or 5 hours. Come on. You knew that was physically impossible without taking your Cheerios or Cream of Wheat or some kind of supplemental issues. You know what I'm talking about. Okay? But he did that for years. Now he's not doing it. He's an older guy. He's relaxed. He got knocked out in his last fight. He got beat the fight before that, albeit controversially, by Tim Bradley. Okay? Manny Pacquiao is toast. He's toast. and whether Brandon Rios can exploit that and get the win tonight, that's up to Brandon Rios. This whole fight rests on the ability of Brandon Rios and not the ability of Manny Pacquiao. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I want to thank Doghouse Boxing. They've been giving us some play of late, and they are one of the premier websites as far as boxing is concerned. No question about that. The Chihuahua's got it going on over there at Doghouse Boxing. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturdays for an hour, we mix an hour of boxing and MMA together. And on Sunday, you go for 2 hours from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific times. And we talk an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. Here is the Tower of Power telling you, guess what? You need to have some fun.
Tired of nagging back pain? The WonderTrack will give you the relief your back has been aching for. The patented curved shape of the WonderTrack cradles both sides of your body to provide almost immediate relief for your back pains and strains. When you lay in the WonderTrack's groove, your body weight exerts a downward force on the vertebrae, while the reinforced sides straighten the alignment of the spine in the same way as a spinal traction machine. WonderTrack is effective at treating lower, central, and upper back pains in just 10 to 20 minutes. WonderTrack also functions as an exercise aid, allowing you to strengthen your back and core muscles. Enjoy the bonus exercise DVD that comes with your WonderTrack to beat back pain once and for all. And with WonderTrack's 30-day money-back guarantee, you'll finally see how comfortable back relief can be. If for any reason you aren't 100% satisfied, you can return your product, no questions asked. For immediate back pain relief, go to WonderTrack.com. Allow your body to get back on track with WonderTrack and experience the freedom a life without back pain can provide. Order today at WonderTrack.com and check out our Rocket Hub page to get free shipping on your WonderTrack. That's WonderTrack.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions, and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
They had to dance around Manny Pacquiao. Seriously. I mean, come on, man. He was like comatose. So what's going to happen tonight? I don't know. Andre Ward doesn't know. This is like one of those fights where, you know, you just want to sit back, grab your popcorn, and hope it's a good fight. Hope you enjoy it. I mean, it's not something I think I want to go out there and put money on. I know a lot of the Pinoys that follow Manny Pacquiao. And Manny Pacquiao is the greatest fan base in the world of any boxer I've ever seen. Okay, I mean, the Pack Nuts, and I affectionately refer to them as that, they are, like, beyond dedicated to him. Like, they take care of business. They're with him all the time. And at the end of the day, win or lose, I think Manny Pacquiao will be considered, you know, one of the greatest athletes in the history, probably the greatest athlete in the history of the Philippines, and one of the greatest athletes in the history of Asia. Okay, I mean, he's done phenomenal things moving from 107 pounds to, like, this 147-pound weight division in which he fights now. Brandon Rios, a guy that struggled to make 135, didn't make it once, came in overweight, not the most disciplined guy in the world. He's disciplined this time. We'll see what happens. Manny Pacquiao, 54-5-2, 38 KOs. Want to mention Carl Froch, of course. And you can catch a lot of these fights on the on Box Nation. And you can look that up at Google.com. You can watch some of these fights from the UK on your internet computer at home. And I mean, on your computer, on the internet at home. And guess what? I mean, just some great fights from across the pond. You really want to watch them. The fights from Asia, this and that. You can watch these fights on the internet. If you can get up and you're patient enough and you play with it and you play with the boxes and things like that, you can watch a lot of the fights from Europe on Box Nation. Of course, last week's UFC 167 finale, man, people are like going like that after the decision. What am I trying to say? The decision stunk. It did. Johnny Hendricks, he came to fight. I mean, he won every round but one round, maybe the third round. Yeah, the third round against George St. Pierre. George St. Pierre, the iconic world reigning 170-pound world welterweight champion for the UFC out of Canada, of course, hadn't lost in a long time, and he was a guy pound for pound. And a lot of people think, I think it's Cain Velasquez and John Jones, number one and two, but that's my opinion. Anderson Silva deserves to be nowhere in that top 10 list. Of course, he's still like ranked number three or four, according to the UFC. And of course, he's going to get his head handed to him once again, December 28th. UFC 168, Las Vegas. Chris Weidman taking on Anderson Silva in the rematch, of course, for the World UFC Middleweight 185-pound championship on the same card. The polite one. No, she hasn't been polite on TV. She's been nasty. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey, the rowdy one. Rowdy Ronda Rousey, Triple R. Of course, she's taking on Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate and Ronda Rousey have went once before. The fight didn't go one round. Guess what? This fight's not going to go more than one round either, probably. I mean, Ronda's going to slap that armbar at some point in time, and she can slap it off from so many different positions that she's almost invincible because of that armbar. Now, back to UFC 167, okay? Dana White blew a gasket. I mean, just blew a fuse. Said things like, you know, I live in Las Vegas. I love this city. And the judges here are horrible. They're killing the sport. They're killing it like they killed boxing. I mean, he was going on and on and on. I mean, he looked like he was going to have a stroke. I mean, I haven't seen him that livid in a long time because he knew his guy had lost. Okay? Even though GSP is a franchise fighter, he lost. Okay? And I think Dana White's willing to realize that. Most promoters, they won't do it. They just won't do it. I mean, you try to get Don King to say, you know, that decision was bad when his fighter gets a decision like the one he got, Tavares Cloud got over Gabriel Campillo a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago or so, okay? You try to ask Don about that, he just smiles. Yeah, you know, this shows you that teeth. Doesn't say nothing, just shows you that teeth. I think that's an answer within itself. But the bottom line is UFC 167 was marred by the scoring of the fight between Johnny Hendricks, of course, the challenger. He was unbeaten coming in. I take that back. He was once beaten coming in. George St. Pierre, longest reigning champion in UFC history. I mean, I can go on and on. His stats are like through the roof, okay? He's Mr. UFC record book, okay? But he lost. He got beat up. He got busted up. He looked old. You know that Just for Men stuff that I was talking about, how you get rid of your gray? Yeah, he's been a Just for Men guy in my mind for about 2 years now. And when I say a guy's a Just for Men guy, I think he's about ready to go. He's seen the zenith, and he's coming down the other side of the mountain, okay? George St. Pierre is coming down the other side of the mountain, okay? Now they're talking about a rematch, but I'm not all for rematches, and I'll tell you why. Because I knew Jeff Fenwick. Jeff Fenwick was the Australian boxer. I believe he was an Olympian back in the 80s.
for Australia, okay? But he was a world champion at like 122, 126. And he fought Azuma Nelson at 130 pounds in Las Vegas, and he beat Azuma Nelson. He beat him so bad, the Las Vegas police should have arrested him afterwards for domestic violence. I mean, that's the kind of whooping he put on Azuma Nelson. Azuma said he had malaria or some crazy type of disease or something like that, and he wasn't feeling well. Well, guess what? He got beat up big time. It went 12 rounds. All right, they come back. They go in a rematch. They do it down in Australia, you know, Fenix hometown, right? Fenix gets blitzed. He's not in the fight, not for a second, not for a minute, not after the ring introductions. I'm telling you, listen, when a guy gets a fight, take it from him. Sometimes they never recover psychologically. And for those of you out there that can't imagine what it's like to lose a fight, to get burned out of a fight, to beat somebody, and to have the other guy's hand raised, imagine this. If you've ever played blackjack or 21, imagine getting 21 and having a guy with 16 beat you. That's the equivalent of getting robbed in a boxing match or an MMA match. Now, they're talking this rematch. It'll probably, you know, George St. Pierre looked all busted up. He had a cut under one eye. I think he can train as hard as he wants. He can't. He can go back to the mountain. He can do whatever he wants, okay? I just don't think he's going to be able to hold that. He's not the same guy anymore. He's a just-for-man guy, okay? He's done. As far as the next UFC big event, of course, that's coming up November the 30th. That's the Ultimate Fighter 18 finale. That'll be Saturday night, November 30th, live on Fox Sports 1. Gray Maynard and Nate Diaz in the main event. Of course, there'll be some chicks on that card. There's only one of the finalists named. I will wait and name the other finalists. But the bottom line is the two finalists will battle it out November the 30th for the finale. For who is the Ultimate Fighter Season 18? It'll boil down to two chicks. Sort of cool. Having chicks on TV, I think that there should be more than 135-pound chicks, because that's all Dana White's got are these bantamweights, because that's the division Ronda Rousey's in. And at one point in time, Bellator, and God knows what they're doing, because their program is all over the place. I'm telling you. Her program, remember the guy that said, don't call me Bajoran, call me if you want to talk to somebody at Bellator. Remember that guy? Yeah, well, I haven't heard from him in months. Couple of months now, okay? He said, get back to me in a couple weeks. We'll set up some interviews. I tried. He never got back to me. The bottom line is Bellator is like a runaway train. Nobody knows what directions it's going to go in or if it's going to go off the tracks, okay? It's grabbing about 700,000-800,000 homes in these Friday night fights. That's not bad, but that's not really where they want to be. They'd like to be somewhere around 1 million homes. I know the wrestling. Gary's of TNA Wrestling on Thursday night does about 1.2 to 1.4. Sometimes they'll do 1.6 or 1.7 if they've got something hot happening. But that's not happening in wrestling. Wrestling's dying. Professional wrestling is dying. It just is. And a lot of it has to do with, and I know a lot of people, you guys throw rocks at me when I say this, but the advent of Hulk Hogan and steroid monkey type of guys. When these guys came into wrestling, the wrestling went out the window and the posing came in the window. And now we've got real wrestling anyway. That's what the UFC is, real wrestling, okay? Guys throw down. They do it all. You can't kick a guy in the groin. You can't bite him. You can't gouge his eyes. But outside of that, just about anything goes in the world of mixed martial arts, okay? Really. And that's the way it should be. That is a fight to the end. Now, I'm not suggesting the MMA is for everybody. What I'm trying to say is that MMA is one hell of a sport. It's growing. Some boxing fans dig it. Some boxing fans don't. I mean, you can take it. You can leave it. Some guys will only watch Ronda Rousey. The aforementioned historian Ron Marshall only watches the UFC when Rousey's involved. He won't look at it for nothing without Ronda. Only Ronda. Ronda, Ronda, Ronda. Everybody's talking about Ronda. Ronda's the hottest thing right now in the world of combat sports. No question about that. Of course, she's been in HBO. She's been on this show. She's been in Sports Illustrated. She's been all over the place. There's nowhere she hasn't been. There's no media market she hasn't cracked yet. Okay? She hasn't. And, of course, she is the world 135-pound. She's the bantamweight champion of the world. And will she remain the bantamweight champion after December 28th? I think that's when you can bet on, okay? The main event, Chris Weidman, Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva says he was posturing. He was playing around the first time. He didn't take Chris Weidman seriously. That's why he got knocked out. No, he got knocked out because he got hit. He got knocked out because he got clipped. Left hook, right hand, boxing 101 on the chin, baby. Not everybody gets up from that stuff. And the hooks are the punches you don't see because they come from, they loop, they come wide. You don't see them. Muhammad Ali knocked down, what, four times in his career? All by left hooks. He didn't see them coming. The punches you don't see coming are the punches that hurt you the most. The bottom line is, I think that Chris Weidman is going to be able to take Anderson Silva to school this time. I think he's going to out-wrestle him. I think he's going to out-strike him. I think the bottom line is he's going to out-fight him. And with one guy 38 and the other guy's 29, I think it's pretty easy to pick the winner in this fight, and that will be the current reigning and still world middleweight champion, Chris Weidman, of course, of upstate New York. What's he now? 10-0, 11-0. Guy's only got like 11 fights. People say to me, how can you take him that seriously? Well, Cain Velasquez is a world heavyweight champion. I think he's 14-1. He lost that one fight to Junior Dos Santos, of course, came back and beat Dos Santos up in the second fight. God, that was gory. And then the third fight, he just whooped on. I mean, he whooped all. Oh, I mean, the beating that he put. Oh, I can't put it into words. I mean, Junior Dos Santos will never be the same guy again. He never will be. I saw pictures of him in the hospital afterwards, and yeah, he had to go to the hospital. He was that beaten up. Okay, they probably should have stopped the fight a little bit earlier. But he's so brave. You know, he's one of those guys that that won't quit. Not, you know, listen, for your own good, you got to give it up. You just got to give it up sometimes for your own good. Like Mike Alvarado, that boxer a couple weeks ago, and he was staggering all over the ring after the eighth round, and against Ruslan Provodnikov, and what did his corner do? They went out, they grabbed him, they had to drag him back to the corner because he was lost walking around the ring, and then they sent him out for another round to get pounded on. I mean, unnecessary brain damage. The main event, The Ultimate Fighter Season 18, the male main event, Gray Maynard, number 5 ranked, taking on Nate Diaz. Of course, these guys will be hooking it up at 155 pounds. Gray Maynard, 12-2, one draw, one no contest. Nate Diaz, Stockton, California, 16-9. Just a badass. I mean, straight up, he's just a badass, a mean dude. Him and his brother both, Nick Diaz. You know, if I had a guy like Nick Diaz with me, I wouldn't be afraid to walk anywhere in the world. Seriously, no guns, no knives, no clubs, no pepper spray. Just Nick Diaz. Straight up, Nick Diaz is a fantastic fighter. A head case sometimes, but you know, him and his brother Nate out of Stockton, California, they got it going on. They come to fight. They come in shape. And sometimes they've got excuses. We'll see what Nate Diaz has to say against Gray Maynard. But I'm going to have to pick Gray Maynard in this one. He has got the better record. And can I say Nate Diaz? Nate's becoming a little bit worn, I think. You know, some fighters just look a little bit worn out. I look at Nate Diaz, pictures of Nate Diaz nowadays, I say to myself, you know, he's seen better days. Nick Diaz as well has seen better days. Of course, Nick Diaz loving that ganja. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. The Ultimate Fighter, Season 18, season finale, Saturday, November 30th, live on Fox Sports 1. Check your local TV guide. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Tower of Power giving us a little Oakland stroke on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion. And gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now, toll free, 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Little Bump City with the boys. Tower of Power, my man Rick Stevens here on lead. Now, let me tell you how crazy this Bellator Fighting Championships are concerned. I went to the Bellator website. I'm there right now, okay? They've got a lightweight world championship fight. They've got a featherweight world championship fight. They have a bantamweight world championship. They have a heavyweight championship fight. They don't have any dates for these fights. None. They just, I mean, it says David Jansen's going to take on the recently crowned, re-crowned Eddie Alvarez, the ex-champion who came back, almost lost to the other company. I'm talking about the UFC, but he ended up coming back to Bellator. There's a heavyweight title fight on the card. Rafael Silva's on the card. Eduardo Dantes is on the card. Chuck Congo's on the card. Vitaly Minilov is on the card. The bottom line is, but there's no date here. And I click on these things, and it doesn't go anywhere. I mean, it takes you to the two guys side by side, but it doesn't say, hey, these guys are going to fade on April 6th or anything like that. So I don't know what to say, except for that Bellator really needs to work on their act. It's the little things, guys. That's why Dana White and these guys have got it down. They've mastered not only the big tent, they've mastered the little things. You got to get hip. Start with little things. Start little, Bjorn. Start little. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Bjorn Rebney, the CEO of Bellator Fighting Championships. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Want to thank the great Andre Ward, future mayor of Oakland, governor of California, something like that, ambassador to China, you name it. He's got it going on. He is the world super middleweight champion. Congrats to him. Thanks to him. Thanks to you. Thanks to Scott Cuddy, and thanks to the great Barbara Streisand. Until next week. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. But don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 'Cause I'm-